This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
In our last program, we spoke of the importance of helping and caring for others, but also for ourselves and our families' needs too. This lesson is best expressed in the ancient rabbinic adage, "If I am not for myself, who will be for me? But if I am only for myself, what kind of person am I? And if not now, when?" To many, this may sound self-centered, but the biblical command to love your neighbor as yourself is incumbent upon both Jews and Christians. It was, of course, part of God's laws given to the Israelites at Mount Sinai, and Jesus cited it centuries later as one of the two great commandments to love God and our neighbors as ourselves. Does this mean we ought to love ourselves to the point we're totally engrossed only in our own needs and concerns? Obviously not. There's a fine line between self-absorption and a healthy concern for oneself. After all, how can I love others as myself if I don't love myself first? But the second part of this ancient Jewish adage is also instructive. If I am only for myself, what kind of a person am I? My friends, the lesson we're to learn is to balance caring for ourselves with loving others. And that is the challenge before each of us, Christian and Jew alike, to find a balance in our lives in caring for ourselves and our families and caring and helping for others in need.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Visit holylandmoments.ca to learn more about the land of Israel and the Jewish faith with our new free educational resource, Limud. That's holylandmoments.ca.